¿Aló?
Siempre manteniéndose enfocado en el uso del knowledge.
Hello, sir, my name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
About 35 years.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklaying.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
Journey level.
Are you currently working at the trade, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. And how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if any?
How many days or weeks or what? What was it?
Uh-huh. Yes, how many weeks?
Oh, I don't know. I had time off in the spring. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks total.
Thank you, sir. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about what you see in your local community, did you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number of construction projects that there were this time last year?
I feel like compared to last year, it's about the same.
Thank you. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction, or about the same that there was this time last year?
About the same.
And do you think that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 2 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I believe so. I can't remember which one, but I know we've okay. had them before in the past year.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. About the last job on which you worked, do you know whether if it was funded primarily through the federal government, through the local government, or privately?
If the job was funded by the government?
Yes, sir.
I'm currently working on a school, so I think that's funded by... at least by the state, I think.
Thank you, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Next year?
Yes.
I'm guessing it will be about the same.
Thank you. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I would say it will stay about the same.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Would you say dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
I would say careless people on the job.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you participated in any activity like a political canvassing, picketing, or union organizing in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you, sir. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
I would say occasionally.
Thank you. Sir, changing the subject a little bit, please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from the one you're less likely to get your news. Could be the internet, local TV news, friends and neighbors, newspaper, cable news, or radio. Which would be the first for you?
Radio.
Thank you. And which would be the second one?
TV.
TV. Okay. Would you say cable news or local TV news? Or both?
Probably both.
Okay. What about the internet or newspaper? Which would be the next option?
Probably newspaper next.
Thank you. And the internet and friends and neighbor, which would be the next one?
Probably internet.
Thank you so much. And sir, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support of labor unions, or something else?
Which is, what was the question?
Which is the issue that matter most to you right now?
Oh, probably foreign policy.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've heard of it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you say you heard a little? As you may know, sir, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages of construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not at all important that the federal elected officials support the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say it's very important.
Thank you, sir. And do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, is currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the auto workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis company?
Probably the auto workers.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as president overall?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And what about the job has done with the economy, immigration, healthcare, foreign affairs, and support for labor unions? Would you say strongly disapprove, or do you approve?
Strongly disapprove.
For all of those, right?
For all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections? You're almost certain to vote. Will you probably vote, or you will not vote?
Probably.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, sir, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Probably Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good, I guess.
Thank you, sir. How could the union best improve the representation and service, in your own words?
I don't know.
Okay. There's any specific topic that probably you may consider that they can improve, or everything is good with the local union right now?
I don't know. I can't think of something right now.
And what should be the most important thing that they should be working for the rest of the year and next year?
I guess just making sure that we have work coming.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sir, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it union meetings, email, mail, text messages, all on the job site?
Probably mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, couple of times a year? Once a year or never?
Probably 4 or more.
Okay. We're almost done, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Actually, right now, probably closer to the Republican Party.
Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Scott.
Thank you so much. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your kindness helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Take care, sir.